The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Candace Carroll with the Americans for Prosperity, the South Carolina State Director. It's always a pleasure. Good morning, Candace. How are you?
Good, Joey. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. So we spoke a few weeks back about the bill to repeal Certificate of Need, and, of course, it's getting a pretty fast start in the South Carolina Senate, similar to how it did last year. Before we kind of get into that, give us a quick summary of what this bill does and why it's important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate your support, Joey. I know that you've been a staunch supporter of getting rid of these red tape barriers that are holding back so many of our medical facilities from being able to open across the state. So this bill would really cut back on that. And right now, right, we have medical providers who have to ask permission to the government to get an MRI machine, to increase their bed capacity, to get ECMO machines. We saw a lot of this temporarily lifted during COVID. And so this bill would really reduce that completely. It would repeal it completely, our certificate of need laws, to where our medical facilities could operate however they saw fit. If there's a community that needs a new ambulatory surgery center, it could open. If there's a facility that needs new OBGYN services, they could provide those services to that community, or even just new beds, right? We've seen in Horry County where hospitals are fighting over, you know, who can get the 100 new beds that DHEC approved for them a year and a half ago. We've seen battles over NICU beds, right? So, like, this bill would cut down on that completely and allow for our medical community to operate in the way that can best serve our patients.
Sure. So if you have been needing an MRI and you've been told it's going to be a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or longer, this could be impacting you because there's just not enough competition necessarily out there for the MRIs. You know, the some of the larger providers will automatically object to a new provider who maybe wants to purchase an MRI machine and offer that service. I like to tell people, Candace, it's kind of like McDonald's having to ask permission of Burger King to open a new store across the street.
That's right.
Yeah, that's kind of what it amounts to. So last year, we saw this get real close. The South Carolina Senate passed it. The South Carolina House let it die in committee in the final days of the session. This year, we're back before them, and the Senate, they're moving on it quickly again. You have today, maybe even some action taken today, right?
That's right, absolutely. It's up on the Senate floor today, and yesterday, towards the end of the Senate session, the Senate Majority Leader Massey, who a lot of his role, for folks who aren't aware, helps to control, like, how long debate's happening on the floor. And he mentioned yesterday, I would love to be done with this in one day, maybe two. So, you know, we could potentially have second reading on this bill today, which would be great. Last year, it took about 2 weeks to get through it. Mm-hmm. But the Senate, as you mentioned, they passed it last year with bipartisan support. It was a 35-6 vote. So there's no need to rehash this all the way again, right? And we know that the Senate just spent 3.5 weeks on another issue. So, you know, there could potentially be fatigue going on where, you know, they want to move quickly through some other issues to get them over to the House.
Sure.
And on the House side, of course, you mentioned it died towards the end of session in committee last year. We've seen a lot of committee shakeups in the House this year. There's a new, you know, chairman of Ways and Means with the new speaker, you know, moving mm-hmm. out of Ways and Means and into his new speaker position. There's a new chairwoman of the House Medical, the 3M committee. So there's been some leadership changes over there. And there are a lot of House members who want to take this issue up. So I'm very cautiously optimistic, Joey, that, like, we will get something done this year to help all South Carolinians across the state when it comes to getting access to health care.
Now, last year it was referred to Ways and Means. I've heard a couple of legislators say this year in the House that it would might go to the 3M committee. Any insight on where that's headed once it goes over to the House?
Yeah, I've heard that as well. But the Speaker is the one who sets those committee assignments. So,
right.
You know, once it comes out of the Senate, I think it'll be interesting to see where it goes when it's read across the House desk and they make that committee assignment. But I, too, have heard that. So I'm hopeful that that is the case, because we know if it goes to Ways and Means, they have to deal with the budget first. And that's what we got stuck behind last year.
Right.
Is they don't take up any other bills until they get all the way through the budget. And rightfully so, the budget takes a tremendous amount of time. They have to get it to the Senate, and they have to get that done by June. So
sure.
I'm hopeful that they'll send it over to 3M. That's what I've heard as well, but to be determined by the Speaker. But, you know, Joey, this issue, not just with our state House support, but we have federal officials who support full repeal as well, right? Like Ralph Norman, Nancy Mace, William Timmons,
yes.
Russell Fry, they've all leaned into this issue and been on the record in support of it. Former Governor Nikki Haley tried to get rid of it in 2017. This is an issue that has been ongoing in the state. So I'm hopeful that this is the year that we can finally get something done across the board.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is one of those issues, Candace, and on our guest line this morning, Candace Carroll with Americans for Prosperity. She's the South Carolina State Director. You can get additional information about this issue and other issues that this wonderful organization is working on, AmericansForProsperity.org/South Carolina. But, Candace, you know, it's kind of when you know about this issue and you talk with people, it's kind of, you scratch yourself on the head thinking, well, why is there any question? You know, why is the House just not ready to act like the Senate is? But there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes.
That's right. Absolutely, there is. And we saw that last year, right? We saw where there was some House members who wanted reform over repeal. The major folks who want to keep certificate of need in place are, as you mentioned earlier, some of those larger incumbent, you know, hospitals or doctor's offices who no doubt have spent a tremendous amount of money to get their operations up and running. But I think that that's really unfortunate to hold back other providers from coming in, and it could be beneficial for current providers, who want to expand. You know, they want a new MRI machine over it. You know, let's say for example, hypothetically, if Prisma wanted a new MRI machine, they'd have to go through this process, right? So
sure.
Like it could be very helpful to our current providers as well to be able to be nimble in their processes. And as you mentioned, a lot goes on behind the scenes. There's been a lot more talk about it in the House chamber this year. As I've been walking the halls at the State House and talking with members, members are bringing this issue up. And
yeah.
To me, that is completely different than what we saw last year. It was pretty silent in the House last year until, you know, we were in the ninth hour. We were trying to come up with something
right.
on the House floor. But until then, it was pretty silent. Now, members are raising this issue, and they're asking, when is the Senate sending this over? I'm ready to act on this issue. It's a top priority for me. And a number of the new members ran on getting rid of Certificate of Need and opening up health care access. So hopefully they'll keep to those campaign promises that they made to their constituents
yeah.
When this issue comes up.
Yep. Well, and you're right. I've seen that big difference this year, too. Last year, I had so many House members after the fact tell me, well, you know, we thought we were going to be able to vote on it. We thought it was coming out to the floor, and it did not, because of some of those behind the scenes deals that were taking place. I think this year, rather than waiting and seeing, they're all asking the question. They're all being a little more involved and a little more proactive because, you know, it's hard for me to find someone who's opposed to it, other than some of the industry leaders who are opposed for it for obvious reasons. But as far as members of the legislature, you know, most people say, yeah, I'm ready to do this.
Right, right. And if they're not, there's hesitancy. There's like they have a specific question around what would the impact be to their specific community, right? But like
right.
this has gotten, as I mentioned earlier, bipartisan support in the Senate. There are a number of Democratic House members who want to move on this issue as well because of how things have been impacted in their communities. Maybe they're in a rural community and their hospital has already closed, but nothing
yep.
else can come into that community because of a provider who's an hour away or 45 minutes away. So we are seeing this across the board. We see members of the the Black Legislative Caucus talking about it, members of the Freedom Caucus talking about it, your regular GOP members, some regular Dems who are talking about it. So it's getting traction in the House, which is very exciting. We are hearing about it across the state. My team has been going out across the state, attending a lot of local meetings, and we are hearing it come up from members in the audience who are asking. You know, there was a first Monday meeting in Greenville a couple weeks ago. There was a member of the audience who asked the speaker what the House is going to do on this issue. There are members who are asking their elected officials at every single meeting what they are going to do on this issue. So the general public wants something to get done, and it's time for the House to send something to the governor's desk. And we know the governor supports it as well. He came out on the record last year saying, I will sign it, send it to me. That's a big statement. If he's in his last term, it could be very transformative and a way to leave a legacy for his last term as governor.
Candace Carroll, always a pleasure. Thank you for the work that you do, and keep us in touch. Let us know what happens today for sure.
Thanks, Joey. Have a great day.
Sure thing. You, Candace Carroll with Americans for Prosperity.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.